Welcome to the deep dive. And believe it or not, this is actually our 30th exploration focusing on good things, Guy.
30 deep dives. Wow, they're really something, aren't they? South Africa's, well, leading good news source.
Exactly. Publishing, what is it, over 100 positive articles every single week. And reaching millions, not just in SA, but, you know, globally.
This huge output. Really impressive.
So our mission today is to look at the top five, the five most read stories from this past week. Kind of a shortcut to see what really hit home for people.
Yeah, a snapshot of what resonated. It's always interesting to see which ones bubble up to the top out of that 100 plus.
Absolutely. Okay, so first up, a really heartwarming one from The Garden Route. The SPCA rescued 15 tortoises.
Ah, yes, the tortoises. And the conditions they were found in were, well, pretty awful, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, kept as illegal pets, some used by traditional healers, apparently.
Right.
And injuries, too, like holes in their shells from being chained up.
Mm-hmm. And overgrown nails from confinement. It just paints a picture of, you know, real neglect and suffering. It makes you think about the illegal pet trade side of things, too.
It really does.
Yeah.
But the good news part is the SPCA got them, gave them vet checks, rehabilitation.
Right, proper care.
And then, the best bit, they were successfully released back into the wild at Shimwari Game Reserve.
That's fantastic. A proper release into a protected area.
Yeah, and they mentioned the collaboration with VetCare, which is great. Mm-hmm. And obviously a big thanks from the SPCA to everyone involved.
It highlights that teamwork needed for these rescues. And the message is just so clear, isn't it? Wild animals belong in the wild. Simple as that.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so from animal rescue, we shift to human connection. A reunion story at Africa Burn.
Ah, the Africa Burn one. Three high school friends met up after 40 years.
40 years. To celebrate turning 60.
Yeah.
That's a long time between catch-up.
It really is. And what I found interesting was the international element. One came from New Zealand, another from Switzerland.
One from South Africa, yeah. Meeting up in the Karoo speaks volumes about their friendship, doesn't it?
Definitely. And the description of their time there, it sounded so authentic. You know.
Yeah, like struggling with tent pegs. One needing a hearing aid. The bunting being a bit underwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. Not some glossy, perfect trip, but real life. Even offering osteo sessions to other campers, apparently. Yeah,
right. And then visiting the Oasis of the Crone, doing a grounding mirror journey.
Yeah.
Dancing with silent disco headphones. It sounds very Africa Bird.
It does. But the core message seems to be, you know, just do it. Make that reunion happen, no matter how long it's been.
Good advice. Okay. The next story is quite different. More poignant, I'd say. It's about the amazing community support for a young boy, Eben Bukes.
Yes, Eben's story. 10 years old, facing just immense health complications after having PIMS.
Pediatric Inflammatory Multisystem Syndrome.
Yeah.
Left him blind, unable to walk or talk, needing full-time care. Just devastating.
And on top of that, the family's tragedy, losing his mother just 2 years before. So his dad is doing it all, single parent, also caring for Eben's older sister.
It's
unimaginable, really.
It really is. But this is where the good news part comes in, the community reaction.
Oh, absolutely incredible. Over our 238,000 raised on Backabuddy.
And then Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels stepped in, adding another, our 160,000?
Yeah, bringing the total to nearly our 400,000. Just amazing generosity.
And seeing the names involved, Roundtable Pretoria, Caring Daisies, CoreStruck, the Good Morning Angels Fund, it shows a real collective effort.
It really does. Real tangible support from so many corners. It kind of restores your faith, doesn't it?
Definitely. And those funds are going directly to help Eben. You know, specialized beds, medical gear, nursing, therapy.
Yeah.
All crucial stuff.
Mm-hmm. I saw that quote from Martin Bester at Jacaranda FM talking about the injustice of it all and the father's burden. It really captured why people felt compelled to help, I think.
Yeah, it did. And apparently, the messages of hope the family received were just as important as the money, that sense of community solidarity.
Absolutely. It raises questions, too, about how we support families in these awful, unexpected crises more broadly.
True. Okay. Moving from community compassion to youthful innovation. Our fourth story is about Bolal Imfule.
Ah, yes. The alerting earpiece. She created this back in 2020 when she was only 16.
16. Right in the middle of the GBV crisis conversation in South Africa, she saw a problem and decided to try and fix it with tech.
Which is just incredible. Thinking up a wearable safety device, hidden button, sends alerts, photos, location. That's serious innovation for a teenager.
Seriously impressive. And she got recognized for it, too. A bronze medal at a science expo. Media attention.
Yeah, even the MEC for Education took notice. But it wasn't just a flash in the pan, was it?
Not at all. She founded her own company, Amphalila Alert. She's studying IT. She's in an innovation program.
And mentoring other young girls in tech, too. That's fantastic. Building on that initial success and paying it forward.
It's a great story. Show that young people can have a huge impact and how tech can genuinely be a force for good.
Definitely makes you wonder what other brilliant ideas are out there from young people needing support.
Right. Okay, last one for this week's top five. This takes us to the Henops River and the work of Taryn Johnston.
Henops revival. The numbers on this one are just staggering. 4.5 million kilograms of waste removed from the river.
It's almost unbelievable, isn't it? 4.5 million kilos. And it all started, apparently, from a community cleanup after a flood back in 2019.
Just snowballed from there into this huge mission.
Yeah, full time. And the community involvement is key. Thousands of volunteers, schools, businesses, plus creating 8,000 job opportunities for locals through the cleanups.
The stats are incredible. You said 4.5. Some reports say over 5 million kilograms now, 39,000 volunteer hours. But what's also really cool is what she's doing with the waste.
Right. The plastic waste she's experimenting, trying to turn into paint.
Yeah, like a waterproof, fireproof, rustproof paint. A primer, maybe? Imagine that, turning river waste into a useful, low-cost product.
That's proper circular economy thinking, isn't it? Funding more cleanups with the product made from the waste itself. Brilliant.
It really is. Just shows what one person's passion combined with community action can achieve against a massive environmental problem.
So quite a range this week, then. From tortoises to reunions, community rallying, young innovators, and environmental action.
It really covers a lot of ground, doesn't it? Animal welfare, human connections, social support, tech for good, environmentalism, all bubbling up as things people really connected with this week on Good Things Guy.
And like we said, this is just five stories out of more than 100 they put out every single week. A constant stream of positive stuff happening.
Yeah, it really highlights that power of, you know, individual action and how positivity can spread. Kind of leaves you thinking, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, just what small act of good could you, the listener, maybe start today? And what bigger impact could that potentially have down the line? Maybe checking out Good Things Guy for more stories might spark an idea.